This is not real therapy and should not serve as a placeholder for real therapy, but is a form of therapy for us. So hopefully you find something in it as well. We do not advocate drugs, alcohol, violence, or insanity for everyone, but it always worked for me.
Thoughts, Thoughts, and Therapy.
Hi, I'm Ben.
I'm Arye.
And this is Thoughts, Thoughts, and Therapy.
Welcome to our inaugural episode. So, what are the kind of things we're going to be wanting to talk about? What's our mission, if you would say?
Oh, we're going to talk about some crazy shit. Like, some really crazy shit. We are, I don't know, I wouldn't call myself an eccentric person, but at times, you know, I can really bring it out.
Okay.
You know, we can talk about the simulation, we can talk about our background, we can talk about the future.
Nice, nice.
I'm a business student.
Yeah, I'm an engineering student. We both go to Queen's University, which isn't in Kingston, Ontario, and we both absolutely love it there, so I'm sure there might be a few Queen's students might listen to this, so yeah, love the school.
Shout out to Queen's. What else? Sports. We both love playing sports. We'll run, exercise. Our favorite sport is probably sailing, and then close after that is squash, and then close after that is skiing and snowboarding, so round out the trio of educated middle-class kids.
So, you're kind of hearing these two voices. I think it's time for maybe a little bit of an introduction. So, Ben, tell us about yourself. You're from the States. What was it like growing up there?
Jeez, man. Let's see. We can start with, I was born in a small town in upstate New York called Cazenovia. Well, roughly Syracuse. I grew up about 5 miles from the town. Pretty rural. We have like 13 acres of land, you know, farm all around us. And I definitely enjoyed it. Like, looking back, I was very fond of my time there. I was really jealous, you know, growing up. I was really, you know, sad that I couldn't have friends, you know, within a 2-3 minute walk of me. And I could bike over and see them all the time. I was really sad that I was, you know, displaced and just so far from everyone, going to, a school in the city and then a high school in the city. You know, I was always like a 25-minute drive from any of my friends. So after that, I guess, takes me into my beginning sporting career. I grew up sailing on the summers, so that looked like sailing Opties, Lasers, 420s, and then finally, you know, once I was 13 or 14, I got a job coaching sailing, so it was like the cycle, you know, only perpetuates itself. Coaching sailors, still racing, and then probably at about 16, I stopped racing.
Wait, we could just like step back for something. 13, coaching sailing? I don't know how I imagine you as a 13-year-old, but like, I know that I would absolutely not listen to like this 13-year-old little redhead kid. Right. So like, how did that go?
Here's the secret. I taught probably ages 3 to 8 sailing. So less of sailing and more
so
of
teaching
baby.
Is
yeah, teaching
the,
is a
the
bit
word
of an
that's up for debate. Okay, keep going. This is good. Yeah.
Okay. So after I stopped racing, after I stopped racing the one boat, I continued to teach, but I picked up racing another boat, a catamaran, which has two hulls and it looks kind of crazy. It's a whole mission to describe it. I won't go down that road. After that, I guess high school, you know, pretty average, played soccer, lacrosse, you know, nothing crazy. Skied in the winter, ski club with friends. It was always a good time. You know, I played band and orchestra, double bass kind of guy. Never picked up the guitar, which was definitely a mistake. Ladies, I apologize. You're safe. But after high school, being in the States, it's such a cult thing to go to Ivy Leagues, and college admissions at my school were just a struggle. It was, you know, my guidance counselors didn't understand that I wanted to go to school in Canada. They didn't understand that there were schools in Canada. You know, I was like, oh, I want to go to Queen's University. And, you know, the first thing he said was, where is that? I'm like, oh, it's in Canada. He goes, what?
Where is that?
Where is that? So that was a little bit of a struggle, but it was a cool process, you know, applying to like OSAP. And then once I found out that Queens had a sailing team and they were one of the best, now the best
Let's
in
go.
Canada.
Okay.
A little ego stroking here. Now that they're the best, you know, I thoroughly, thoroughly hoped I got in. So when I received my admission, you know, on an email, I was ecstatic. And then coming to Queens and trying out for sailing was a big part of my life.
Okay, so that's like a little bit of an intro for you before like you came into university. Like,
yeah.
This is like the pre-university Ben, like what he was going in with.
What okay. about you? We just heard me monologue for 6 hours. Everyone is probably depressed already.
Yeah, I fell asleep. Like, I've woken up. I'm rejuvenated. We're chilling. But okay, so yeah, me. It's Arye. I was born in Toronto. I moved recently after that into Grey Bruce, which is basically the middle of nowhere. It's like 2 hours north of Toronto. We lived on like a 50-acre property, like really in the middle of nowhere. Like, I couldn't see my neighbors from like anywhere on my around my house. Like, I couldn't look out the window and like see people. Super isolated, which was interesting. I'm Jewish, and I went to a Catholic high school, which was also interesting. I was the only like Jewish kid in the entire town I lived in, only Jewish kid in my high school. A lot of people didn't really understand what like being Jewish was, so that was definitely interesting going through. I was like a massive nerd as a kid, like unbelievably. I founded a math club in grade 9 in my high school. Like, I played in the band, like everything, like stereotypical, like awfully nerdy. Anyway. I started kind of growing out of that a little bit in grade 11 and 12, but that still, like, sticks with me right now. Like, I'm in engineering, so I'm not going to get rid of that heritage. I'm a sailor as well. I started sailing just like Ben did as, like, a very young kid. Our family had a boat that we basically used as a cottage, so, like, I'd spend a whole bunch of my summertime on the boat. I went to sailing camp for, like, basically my entire summers. Same deal as Ben. I was 16 when I started coaching. And in Canada, we have laws and, like, you know, systems.
Apparently, you can't drive a motorboat under the influence in Canada.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. That's a true fact. So, yeah, I started teaching sailing when I was 16 after a little bit of a racing career. I just taught at my small cottage club for, wow, 4 summers now. Definitely been a massive part of my summer. Sports as well as Ben. Instead of skiing, I was more of a snowboarder. But, I don't know, those are very similar. I did cross-country through high school, but sailing has always been, like, the sport that I'm really passionate about. When I started reaching around grade 12, I didn't really have any idea what I wanted to do with my life. To be honest, I still have absolutely no idea. I chose engineering because that sounded like a major that people wouldn't bother me with follow-up questions when I told them I was in engineering. So, like, it was like, a really easy major to say you're going into. And then, like, grade 12 started kind of, like, rolling around, and I realized I had to, like, actually choose something. So, like, I did go with engineering, and I was trying to decide between Queen's and McGill, and it ended up that sailing, just like Ben, was a massive decision maker for me, that I heard Queen's had a great sailing team. I really wanted to be part of that. That was an extracurricular I wanted to continue. And, yeah, so that's probably why I chose Queen's over McGill, which was, yeah, a tough decision. That's coming to Queen's. I was definitely like ready to reinvent myself. I'd had like, you know, an interesting high school experience. I wouldn't say a bad high school experience, but I was, you know, I was ready to start a new chapter of my life, and sailing was going to be a big part of that. So like coming into university, the first thing we did at university was sailing tryouts that happened before classes started. And yeah, that's when I met Ben. So I think maybe we'll tell a little bit of a story about that.
So tryouts started Thursday, Friday before Queens. So this is before moving into res, this is before meeting anyone, before finding out, you know, what classes you're in. And we had to bill it with upper years, or vets, we'll call them. So, you know,
scary people.
Really scary people, you know, like some of the scariest people I've ever met.
Oh, boy.
So these are like second, third, and fourth years, or in my case, fifth years. And coming to Kingston, you know, I came up Wednesday night, you know, the day before tryouts. I don't know, a lot of people came up, I think Thursday, day up in the morning with their parents or anything. And, you know, it rolls around to Thursday, and, you know, I show up to practice, and there's probably 15 to...
Oh, there's more than 15.
More 15, 18, yeah. 20? 20 kids, maybe?
Yeah, something like 20, yeah.
20 kids, okay, 20 kids. And all of them kind of, you know, were just like so unfamiliar to me. You know, it's like new country. I was so excited, like, to be going to school in Canada. You know, the whole like age difference, drinking difference, like everything was so in awe to me.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny because like he's coming from like the US, and the Canadian sailing scene is pretty tight. Like, it's not a massive community, so like people just kind of knew each other. Yeah. So like there's kind of this group that's forming, and like if you were part of that group, like if people didn't know you, it basically meant that you didn't sail in Canada, because like if you sailed in Canada, the scene was small enough that everyone knew each other. So like that was definitely very interesting for you. I never thought of it from that perspective walking in. But yeah.
Seriously, I felt so alone. It's like, you know, I walked in and it was, you know, maybe the first 5 minutes and people were like already grouped up in like threes or fours, like passionately talking about regattas. They were talking about Cork, which is, you know, a race in Kingston. They were talking about their summer regattas and how they saw each other so much and how they hung out all the time. And I was like, wow, like, you know, I really like breaking in from the outside. Like, I probably stayed no chance against these like competitive, you know, national sailors. But, you know, regardless, we start off with doing, you know, fitness conditioning, right? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, laps around the park, push-ups, planks, and the hot sun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Who was... people definitely were not prepared for that. Like, I want to say... Was someone wearing boots?
Yeah, I don't know, but I remember that it was the fitness session went questionably. And what I remember really vividly is that we were doing the, like, just a minute of plank, which, like, a minute of plank, not such a challenge. But it was the kind of thing that if someone messed up, we all had to restart.
Oh,
and it got to the point where we were not finishing. Like, we restarted, like, 8 times, and, like, people were starting to tap out and, like, give the coach, like, really dirty looks. And, like, oh, yeah.
That was so foul. I remember that. It was, like, I don't even think he told us it was, you know, if you fell, we had to restart until, like, we had already started, like, 30 seconds in. Yep. I was like, oh, like, you know, if you fall, everyone has to restart. So fitness went questionably. What happened after that?
Okay, well, like, after that, I'm going to start with, like, maybe your perspective on meeting me, and then I'll go with, like, my opposite perspective.
Let's go.
So let's talk about your perspective meeting me first. After this fitness, I know you're the one that approached me. So, like, how did that go? Like, what went on in your mind there?
Holy cow. After the fitness session, the boats that we race in Canada, at least at Queen's, are two-person boats. So you have to partner up. You have to be really close. You have to be tight-knit with your partner to be able to communicate at lightning speeds, you know, think together, work together, do everything, like, in perfect unison. So this is, like, you're picking not only but, like, a life partner, but, you know, I hate myself for this, but we're going to go so far as to say a soulmate, a twin flame.
Wow, for a second.
Virgo to your Gemini.
For a second, I thought you were saying that I wasn't a life partner. Wow. I was, like, sitting here having a heart attack.
Baby girl.
Okay.
So looking around this group, I was like, you know, I had no idea who I wanted to sail with. The other big thing for sailing is, like, weight-wise. Like, I was looking for a skinny kid that you want to be about 285 pounds combined. You know, I was weighing in around, you know, 150. So I'm looking for someone 135 pounds, you know, hopefully, like, a cute girl that can bring me home to her parents in Toronto with a nice dog and Porsches. But I look over and I see this kid, big, frizzy, kind of, you know, little Jew afro. He's got his glasses on. You know, he just fits my weight requirement. You're missing the cute girl aspect, but you had a good smile. He had a good vibe. The sunglasses, the Ray-Bans, it was good. So I introduced myself. I was like, hey, like, I'm Ben. Like, you want to sail again? He's like, oh, hey, like, I'm Arye. My first initial reaction was, like, I did not catch his name very well. So I immediately thought it was R and Ye, as in, like, R period, and then, like, Y something, like, some sort of, like, short form name, like Ryan Yang or Yang. I don't know. So I, like, totally had his name wrong for, like, the first couple hours. And I just, like, didn't know where to go from. But we rigged the boat in silence, and we went out and started sailing, and we just hit it off. What about you? What was your thoughts on this weird spotted kid?
Yeah,
some form of genetic disease.
It was a really, like, interesting experience for me. So, like, for me, I was, like, from Ontario. Like, I kind of lived, I don't actually live closer to Queens than Ben does, but I was more part of the community. So, like, I knew some people that were there, and it's really weird because I'm a crew. That's my role in the boat. And as a crew, if you get a skipper, the skipper's the person that drives that doesn't know what they're doing. Basically, like, everything's awful. Like, the entire boat shits the bed. So I was, like, really nervous about getting a bad skipper. And this kid comes up to me that, like, I have no idea. I've never seen this kid in a regatta in my life. Like, this kid is not Canadian. And I'm like, wow, this is either someone who's just, like, a hobby sailor or, like, they're, you know, from, like, somewhere else. And the kid comes up. He introduces himself as American. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. We start, like, talking. We're kind of hitting it off. It's going well. We rig our boat. I remember being, like, a little bit intimidated by him, especially once we got out on the water because Ben yells at people, like, a lot. Like, he takes out pent-up anger while he's sailing and, like, scarily. So, yeah, that was definitely very interesting. But I also just remember, like, had, like, great conversations, like, on this boat about, you know, school, our different experiences going forward, like, how we were so excited. He was in commerce, I was in engineering, and, like, we didn't know yet that was, like, a problem and that we were supposed to hate each other.
Yeah, I forgot about that, like, the rivalry. I didn't know about any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people coming to Queens, it's like, you know, they have the culture, their parents, like, they know people, they have friends, and they get to experience it. But, like, I came, like, FOB. Like, I had no clue what was going on. I walked in, I saw, like, arts kids and eng kids, and I was like, wow, like, we're all equals.
No, wow, you were wrong. Anyway, so, yeah, the practice is going on. We're getting decent results. Like, we're not really winning races, but, like, we're not...
We were almost. We were almost winning races. There were, like, one or two boats beating us every time, and it was so close.
The thing in sailing, sailing's all about consistency, not about, like, getting first place. So, like, consistency-wise, we were doing really well, which I was, like, super happy about. We definitely had, like, been very mean to a few other kids around us.
Excessively mean.
Thankfully, like, you know, it's almost 2 years later, and I think we've repaired some of those relationships.
Some 50%, you know, maybe we're passing, you know, on that grade.
Interesting, yes. I think it's only the people that were, like, forced to continue to have us in our lives that we managed to repair the relationships, but that's fine. So, yeah, we kind of, like, finished the first day of tryouts. Everything's going fine. Like, I was, like, pretty happy, like, with how the day went. And I remember being, like, first, I was really scared to sail with this little redhead kid. I was like, is this going to be awful? How's this going to be? And then I remember being, like, really scared that the next day I wasn't going to be allowed to sail with him. Like, we just clicked so well. Like, our communication, like, everything was working so well. That I was like, wow, if, like, I have to sail with someone else, like, this is going to be awful. But, yeah, it worked out. The next day, we came to practice. We were all together. What other insights did you have into that day?
I don't know. I vividly remember, you know, just how much fun I had that day. Just, like, you know, to the point of not even caring if I made the team anymore, you know. That I was, like, you know, had met 8, 9, 10 new people, you know, new friends. I met people in Vic. I met people in other res. You know, I met, like, the third year and, like, a fourth year. And, you know, one of the people helped me with practice. And it was, like, you know, even if I didn't make the team, you know, I would at least have some people on a support system for the first day of school. And that was probably, like, the coolest part going in. Friday, same thing as Arya. I was so afraid that I would have to sail with someone else. They would put me, you know, in a boat with someone else who didn't drive the same car as me in high school, or didn't have a dog with the same name, or didn't like rap music and yelling at people and being politically incorrect. I was so worried. But, you know, it worked out. Friday was really funny. The second day of tryouts that we consistently were beating everyone else except for one boat.
Oh, yeah.
One boat was beating us every time by a lot.
Yeah, like wiping us and like styling on us. Like,
flexing, like turning around and like taunting us, like having time to do like circles. It was a little embarrassing.
Yeah,
I felt bad. But, you know, the funny part about that is, you know, after, you know, making the team, and like a week later, once we met the rest of the team, they were 2 third years who were purposefully flexing on the rookies who were trying out. So that was definitely a fun experience.
Interesting, yeah. Do you remember when we first made the team, we had the interview with the coach? And we're going in, and, like, they're kind of talking to us. Yeah, exactly.
Holy.
And you remember, so they're talking to us about our sailing experiences and, like, how tryouts went. And, like, on the sailing team, there was, like, this initiative to do, like, a development squad and, like, a competitive squad.
Yeah.
And I remember they asked, so where do you think you guys fit in? And, like, Ben immediately, like, is so, like, egotistical. He's ready. God. Says competition squad right away. And me being, like, you know, a little bit more shy, say at the exact same time, development. And the guy just kind of looks at me, he's like, oh, so, like, which one do you want it to be? And, like, Ben just kind of gives me, like, an awful look, like,
shut the fuck up.
And so, and he, like, just repeats himself. He's like, okay, competitive. Like, I think you guys can fit in there. And, yeah, so, like, that was it. And, like, I don't know. I definitely, like, did jumping jacks and was, like, so excited that, like, I went from, like, this kid who founded a math club. Like, I was in university on a varsity team. Like, I was so excited.
Pop the champagne.
Let's go. Yeah, it was a great experience. I'd, like, met someone who, like, I really clicked with. I wasn't, like, as scared to, like, start school out. Yeah.
Let's go.
That was the sound of us having a nice crisp high five.
Nice crisp ass slaps up in this
crowd. Interesting. I was going to try to keep it PG, but, like, you know, the people need truth.
Yeah, sorry, we should have disclaimed this before, but this is a PG-13 podcast. You make sure you get your parents' approval.
Yeah, it's definitely valid. So, yeah, that was crazy. Our lives had intertwined at that point, and it's been crazy since.
Yeah.
So, moving forward, I think that's probably the end of this little story.
Yeah.
Moving forward with the podcast, I hope that this was able to give you a little bit of a perspective on, like, who we are, kind of, like, how we look at things, how we look at life, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about some things that you guys find interesting in the future. So, this is Arye.
This is Ben.
And this was Thoughts, Thoughts, and Therapy. And we thank you for your time.